Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great weekend. We're about done with this year. You know that?
Yeah, it's gone by too fast. Yeah.
And I'm afraid of how fast 2020 may go. Oh, it seems like they're going by faster every year.
Pretty much.
For you waterfowl hunters, you duck hunters, we're in the middle of the split. When seasons are shut down in the north and south zones. And we've got an opportunity to catch up with our guest, Todd Merendino, Ducks Unlimited Manager of Conservation Programs. Had a chance to meet and visit with this gentleman a couple of weeks ago at the Port O'Connor Duck Camp, they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Had a chance to be down there. And
what's FUD mean, though? It says Todd Merendino FUD.
FUD. No, it's PhD.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You didn't really ask that.
I'm feeling good this morning, okay? I'm feeling good.
27 years,
yeah,
excuse
right.
me.
You got a lot of tolerance.
Oh,
man.
Really yes. Anyway, we're going to catch up on various conservation programs that DU's working on here in the Lone Star State, give you an update of some needs that have been identified, shifting trends of duck movement in Texas, and also the fundraising that goes on at banquets.
You bet.
Dollars that we spend for trips, guns, raffles, things of that nature, and then how Ducks Unlimited maximized.
It's been spent wisely, too.
Oh, it's been maximized. It really is. It's a great, great story. So we'll be visiting with Todd. Plus, we've got some outdoor news headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gauge steel. This is the Roxor, From Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at rocksoroffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalom and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And we should all be getting into the spirit right about now.
You mean like ho-ho-ho or...
or the ho-ho-ho and yeah. Pass the, you know...
What? The wassail.
The wassail. Yes, yes.
Well, it is a season to be jolly, and hopefully we are.
It's an interesting time, sure. You know, and I think the modern day world we live in has taken it from what it once was to what is today, sure. And adds to the pressure. But
It reminds me of the old Stan Freberg thing years ago, and a brilliant guy, brilliant comedian, brilliant ad man. But it's o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. You know, I mean, you're talking about all the products and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, which has taken away so much of it, you know, so much of the spirit.
Yeah. We do have some news from around the country as well as the Lone Star State. And this is interesting. Coming out of Black Friday, and you know, it's like Black Friday and then Cyber Monday, and, you know, it goes on and on. And when do you actually pull the trigger to go buy something, you know, to get the best deal? But anyway, Black Friday. NICS checks were the second strongest on record, according to the unadjusted numbers. Is that you got something there?
Well, I've got some stuff on there. We're talking about how it soars. U.S., they're climbing to record highs this year. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as the indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI, putting 19 on a pace to break the record of 27.5 million set in 2016, which is the last full year of Obama being in the White House. And as you were saying, Black Friday alone, 202,465 checks, one every 4.85 seconds. But you realize if every one of those 25 million gun buyers would vote...
Yeah.
To protect their right to do that.
Sure. Well, based on my notes, the 202,465 was an 11% increase from last year and falling just short of the single-day record of 203,086 in 17.
Yeah.
So we're still buying guns.
Yes, we are.
And those checks doesn't mean that it's one person, one gun.
Oh, correct.
You know, I mean, they could have bought
multiple sales, twice that month or whatever.
Sure.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
But that's still a big number.
Yeah. Coming up here in the Lone Star State, Texas Parks and Wildlife is seeking public input on potential changes to the recreational and commercial fishery for the 2020-2021 season. They're considering a wide variety of tools for helping manage flounder populations. The Coastal Fisheries Division monitoring data shows a long-term population decline for flatfish. Although there were substantial changes made to flounder regulations in 2009 and 2014, these regulations only yielded small short-term improvement. Coming up on December 10th and 11th, a bunch of scoping meetings. On December 10, 6:30 to 9:30 is the time in Port Arthur at the Bowers Civic Center. In Corpus Christi at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi's campus. And December 10, also College of the Mainland there at Texas City. In Rockport on December 11th, Aransas County Navigation District. And December 11 in Port Lavaca at the USDA Bower Building. Go to tpwd.texas.gov to get more specifics.
Well, your chance for input. That's the point. They never listen to me. Well, they do own these things.
Yeah, they do. They do. Also, we talk about things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from the rat race.
Right.
Go to a state park or state historical site. Lots of things. We talked a little bit about this last week.
Correct.
And, you know, one of my favorite is Washington on the Brazos,
mm-hmm.
where – all this started.
Right.
But then the Barrington farm that's there and the historic, the period dress and mm-hmm. all the things that happened way back in the day when right. Texas was a republic. Pretty, you know, pretty neat stuff to get out and enjoy. Again, go to tpwd.texas.gov for a whole list of things that are going on.
Well, there's a lot of
Texas.
Things, lights, because I always mention all the wonderful county seats through Texas that really, really decorate, and they decorate their courthouses and the downtown squares and so on. You find one that has a square and do great stuff. But even Houston, and I can, the number is mind-blowing. Have you seen all the metal trees down Post Oak? In the gallery area, phenomenal. I mean, they really have decked the halls, as it were.
Do they ever take them down?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where they put them, but that's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well,
but it's very cool. It's just very enjoyable. It's free.
So many of the shopping centers. Yeah,
just drive around and look,
you
man.
Know, started putting pretty. Stuff up back in October. It just seemed like they were there forever. Back to the Texas Parks and Wildlife just for a moment. If you're looking for a gift, you know, something, I'm not sure what to get them. But you want maybe a little holiday memory?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize that they have a Parks and Wildlife Christmas ornament.
I didn't know that either.
And it's pretty neat. And I actually looked online.
It's an annual thing they do that?
Annual thing. And this year, it is the lighthouse, the iconic lighthouse at Palladora Canyon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and it is really pretty cool. But... Mm-hmm. It's hard to find online.
Oh.
Hint, hint.
Oh, okay.
But go to tpwd.texas.gov, go to parks, and then scroll down and look, and there is a place where you can order online. But you better hurry.
Okay.
Based on the notes, it says that if you purchase by December 10th, and I love the wording from a government agency.
Okay.
Purchase by December 10 for likely arrival before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's like the Department of Redundancy Department.
Right.
Right? But also, as long as you're being commercial, I got to throw this in because I just love the product, and they only have one thing, and that's a turkey, and that's Greenberg's. I was going to tell you, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be just Christmas or Thanksgiving. Greenberg smoked turkeys.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the greatest website on the planet, friends, gobblegobble.com.
I love it.
I love that.
I've never bought one. I hear how great they are.
They're fabulous.
I hear how great they are. But folks, let me tell you, after 27 years, I promise you, I know the website, the web address.
Right. Yeah, well, true. Yeah, but it's just great. I just love the product.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got more product headed your way in the form of additional news, outdoor report, best bets, and finding out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie of feel creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, we're in the split, but coming up, cast and blast time resumes. And let me tell you what, fishing has been off the chart. Great fishing with the mild weather that we've had. Ducks are continuing to filter in. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
I'm sorry, what was that number again?
956-944-4000.
Very good. Okay. Hey, let's check the best bets. Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as poor, but Monday climbs up to fair. Tuesday and Wednesday are two good days. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday's another good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, times of game activity will occur either side of the noon hour until late afternoon before and up until sunset. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Thursday, December the 12th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend and each day through next Saturday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two highs and one low.
All right, staying on the coast, tell you what, fishing has been good from Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana, where redfish are hanging around the weirs. And, boy, just work either side of those control methods to the back marsh areas. Mm-hmm. You know, been catching some really, really good redfish. And some solid speckled trout over on Sabine. Flounder have been good on mud minnows or jigs. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman earlier this week down on the lower coast, and he was saying, so what's the deal with flounder moving? And I said, well, yes, they're triggered by the dropping water temperature, but it's like they've staged, and I don't know that the final push has occurred because I continue to hear good flounder reports all up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. All right. East Galveston Bay, speckled trout are excellent near the island in 4 feet of water. Expect to limit out. We don't normally see that kind of information, right, you know, coming in. Texas City, flounder are excellent live shrimp. Our minnows around Seawolf, that's a staging area for Galveston. West Galveston Bay, flounder are good around San Luis Pass on live shrimp. Speckled trout are excellent on shrimp, soft plastics, and topwaters. Expect to limit.
Okay.
I mean, some good fishing going on. East Matagorda, redfish are good on chunking plastics or live shrimp. West Matagorda, flounder bite is excellent on down south plastics in red or white color. Port O'Connor, something a little different for you. Tarpon are very good on mullet or pinfish. Sheepshead are very good near the jetty. Out of Sea Drift, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman Adventure. Nathan's about to wander.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does this every year.
What's that?
And we see a lot of guides do this, mm-hmm, but, you know, they know that fishing and what they can do at their home waters. Mm-hmm. But he heads to Port Mansfield, heads further south.
Oh, okay.
A little warmer temperature. Uh-huh. All right? Well, he admits that he took off for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
But he's heading down this week for Port Mansfield and said, you know, the front that we're seeing, and it's really just more of a wind shift, if you would, and drop in barometric pressure can be just enough to trigger a big trout bite. With warmer water and air temperatures midweek, he's thinking a good topwater bite during major and minor feeding periods will be followed up with an aggressive corky bite when the temperature falls. Stay tuned next week, he says, for a full report on his first round of Port Mansfield trips of the year. Out of Port Aransas, black drum are good on shrimp or crab, soft plastics near Roberts Point Park off the bulkheads. Baffin, Flounder's excellent on jig. Our minnows trout are excellent on any slow sinking bait. Port Mansfield, the temperature is coming down with warmer days, and reds and trout are found in 3 to 6 foot of water on the flats. And I thought I had one more. Ah, there it is, Port Isabel.
There we go.
Yeah, speckled trout are excellent down south lures and chartreuse red eye Texas rattling jig combos.
Like I say, it's good all over the state, so a lot to report, and I'm going to take a deep breath. East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are good along steep drops near the spillway and among the marsh staying south of the 190 bridge with Carolina rig worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Caddo, largemouth bass are good moving along vast vegetation edges, hitting rigged plastic worms and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs with structure. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, buzz baits, using large structure as cover. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Going north of the Baker Bridge and the 4 points north of the dam have been paying off. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, lizards, and Alabama rigs. Traditional spots have been most successful, such as points, shallower mid-lake spots, and standing timber. Across from the Lake Fork Marina has been a steady spot. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass have been abundant outside of windy days on topwater, spinners, swim baits, crankbaits, chatterbaits. Crappie are good on bigger jigs and minnows near standing timber and vegetation. Catfish are good on all types of catfish bait, especially live bait. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastic, spinners, crankbaits, jigs, and the submerged creeks and cove structures mainly north. In the northern part of the lake, topwaters have been decent. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around the docks. Okay.
Nackanich. Mm-hmm.
Drop the E.
Right.
It's not Nackanichi. Okay, Nackanich. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastic worms and crankbaits around deep creek ledges and vegetation. Crappie are good on jigs, spinners, and live minnows under the bridge pillars. Catfish are good on dough balls, cut and live bait. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on Alabama rigs in shallower water, remain active throughout most of the day. Topwater has been good early and late, especially up the northern forks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among the same bass habitats. Catfish are good on live and stink bait. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, plastic worms, and spinners. The best largemouth habitat is vegetation and creek channels along the Sabine Forest. Striped bass are good on topwater rattle traps and spoons on humps and along river channels. Catfish and blue cats are good on live bait and stink bait. Crappie are good around with jigs, and live minnows. Wright Patman. Largemouth bass are good with jig, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic worms among fish attractors, timber, rocky sharp dropping shorelines, and creek channels. White bass are good on slabs and spoons. Crappie are good on jigs and with the brush piles. Catfish are good on cut bait, live bait, and stink bait below bobbers 5 feet or deeper. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, crankbaits, jigs, and spinnerbaits around the natural vegetation and drops close by. Belton, smallmouth bass are great on grubs, jigs, smaller crankbaits from the mouth of the Cedar Creek and out. Hybrid stripers are good on live bait, jigs, and crankbaits in deeper water. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on spinners, worms, and mid-depth crankbait around the dam and submerged creek beds. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs moving between the creeks and coves. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. Somerville, white bass and hybrids continue to be good in the deep main lake. The dam has several white bass, perch, and few crappie. Crappie fishing has been excellent in the marina, though, around the structures. Catfish and bluegill are plentiful also around the marina. Stillhouse, largemouth bass are good on topwater, spinners, and crankbaits around rocky points. Tewakinee, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Catfish are excellent and a sure bet on live cut shad, shrimp, and stink bait. Texoma, striped bass continue to be excellent using slab swim baits and live bait, dead stick, and casting. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits. Whitney, black bass are good on plastic worms, jigs, and crankbaits in the clearer water portions of the lake and some topwater lures in the murky part. Catfish are good on live shad, stink bait, and cut shad. Tyler, crappie are good on jigs and minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps using fish finders.
Our crack research team,
yep,
that pulls this information together, uh-huh, for us.
They've been busy.
They're getting real cocky.
Oh.
You know, with excellent limits guaranteed,
right.
To walk any catfish are excellent, sure bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have them pick my lottery tickets.
Okay, maybe that's the thing to do. There you go.
If they're that confident, okay? Big Friendly, heading down south, out Del Rio way. Largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits, topwater, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and grubs near the point and steep drop-offs. Canyon, largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits and jigs. Look for flooded timber, submerged vegetation, and any drops near them. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drifting, drift fishing with live bait. Bass are good on topwaters, spinnerbaits, and plastic worms. O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and minnows among standing timber and vegetation and some mid-lake humps. Meredith, walleye are good on crankbaits and rattle traps. Catfish are good on cut bait and live bait. The original Canadian riverbed drops and flooded timber have been the most successful for all game fish.
Head to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buckhannon. White bass are good on minnows in deeper water. Canyon, striper fishing is excellent throughout, schooling early and late, and are easily catchable with swim bait. Catfish, good with live and cut bait. LBJ, catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Flathead cats are good on live bait. Medina, largemouth bass are good on trick worms in pink or green. Jigs and shad on open water lake drops. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Travis, largemouth bass are good on moving baits in the shallow water in the mornings. As the day progresses, move deeper with a drop shot. If you didn't get all of that, remember, go to TexasOutdoorNews.com, click on Listen to Our Show, and it's archived right there.
There you go. On the hunting scene, this Sunday, the 8th of December, mule deer season in the Panhandle wraps up in 40 high country or high plains counties. Quail season continues through February 23rd. And North Zone javelina season through February 23rd. Javelina season in the South Zone and squirrel season in other open counties are open year-round through August 31.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Oh, it's been on, but very economical. Very neat car, too. Just a lot of bang for the buck. The 2020 Nissan Versa SR CVT, and the CVT stands for the Continually Variable Transmission. Got a neat little four-banger, 1.6 liter, putting out 122 horsepower, which is pretty peppy for this vehicle because it is a compact. Got a hill start assist, which is really nice, especially in a hilly area. If you're in the hill country and you stopped, it'll hold you there. Front disc and rear drum brakes on this one. Automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection. Rear automatic braking, lane departure warning, high beam assist, blind spot warning, rear cross traffic alert. This thing is loaded. Their advanced airbag system. Intelligent driver alternatives. And you got to play with the knobs on this one. Rear door alert, leather wrapped steering wheel, and a shift knob. Cool. Illuminated steering wheel controls, the Nissan intelligent key, automatic climate control, very important chrome parking brake button. I love the electric parking brakes. I mean, that simplifies things so much. Remote engine start. Got the the popular push button now. Their Nissan Connect system, which is very good. 17-inch alloy wheels outside, LED low beam headlights, LED signature lamps on it. Body-colored trunk lid with a spoiler. Added on this, heated front seats, intelligent cruise, carpeted floor mats and a trunk mat. Okay. Bigger center armrest with storage. Their electronic package with matte pocket light, aluminum kick plates. External ground lighting, interior ambient lighting. A lot of stuff on this thing. Base is 18. Anything in the teens these days, friends, is a good deal. This one loaded. 21, four-door sedan, compact, a lot of style, runs great, rides great, good on the highway. 32 miles per gallon in the city, 40 on the highway. So check it out, and a good warranty. 2020 Nissan Versa SR.
Very good.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're talking ducks with Todd Merendino, Ducks Unlimited, Manager of Conservation Programs.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865. Or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demand for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, right now, bucks are going through the rigors of the rut, and over that lengthy period of time, as we get into the new year, they're going to be worn down and are going to replenish what they have lost. Mm-hmm. All right. So make sure the cottonseed is available for them. For information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Top of the program, mentioned a couple of weeks ago, had the pleasure of being down at Shoalwater Lodge in Port O'Connor, and visited with just a whole bunch of folks from Ducks Unlimited, Texas Parks and Wildlife, about various waterfowl projects. And I was absolutely blown away with all that was taking place. We had a tour of the recently acquired Powderhorn Ranch, which is phenomenal. And the guy that had a chance to get to know and visit with, just a wealth of information from Ducks Unlimited, Todd Meridino, Ducks Unlimited's manager of conservation programs. Todd, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Listen, really impressed with the program that Ducks put on, and appreciate being made a part of it. Right off the bat, we hear about projects, we go to the fundraisers, we buy the rifles and trips and all, and money is raised. But explain to folks that may not understand how Ducks takes that money and you all really increase its ability to put out on the ground projects with matching funds. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Sure. So Ducks Unlimited, as most people are familiar with, you know, has a lot of different fundraisers around the state. You know, there's a lot of local dinners and banquets. That's how most folks are probably introduced to Ducks Unlimited. You know, and then obviously the questions come up: well, where does the money go? You know, what's being built on the ground? And what a lot of people don't know, we kind of kid ourselves, you know, that we're the best hidden secret in the state. Ducks Unlimited does a lot of habitat work, and obviously that habitat work is across the state. It's very expensive, and so we take those monies, you know, from the banquet, from our major donors, from our corporate donors, you know, different opportunities like that, you know, applying into different grant programs. Some of the programs are state grant programs. Some are federal grant programs. And typically all of these grant programs require the applicant to bring matching funds, you know, to the application. And so that's where these local funds are so important. And then, you know, we're able to leverage those funds, sometimes 4, 5, 6 to 1, to bring additional money back to the state for conservation projects.
Well, and the projects, what also surprised me is you all work with a variety of other groups, other conservation groups, and the project is not just waterfowl, but it has reaching impact, say, to coastal fisheries, right?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of different definitions of a project. You know, people probably have in their mind a typical project is, you know, might be a levee or a water control structure and some shallow flooding, you know, for ducks to winter and feed on. But a project can be just about anything. We do a lot of beneficial dredge use projects on the coast. We do shoreline breakwater projects along the coast. We're doing some Playa Lake restoration up in the Panhandle. And, of course, all these things benefit wildlife. And, of course, our mission is mostly geared towards waterfowl. But there's a lot of people benefits in there as well. Things like coastal resiliency, water quality. You've got shorebirds and wading birds and other wildlife. They really all benefit from these projects.
All right, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so we're going to take a break just a minute or two early, and so we've got more time to talk about some of the projects that are underway or on the horizon. So, Todd, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Tom Merodino from Ducks Unlimited right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Ricky Fronson, and I run a cow-calf operation. It's a tough business, but it's a good business to raise a family. There's nothing better. About 17, 18 years ago, started leasing this place from the owners and been running cattle on it ever since, and they started selling part of it off and come to the last piece, and I ended up with it. Been with Capital Farm Credit since 2012. It's a good feeling to know that someone's got your back.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Todd Merodino, Ducks Unlimited, Manager of Conservation Programs. Todd, when we arrived in Port O'Connor, the first thing that we saw was, I guess for you, biologists and conservationists dealing with waterfowl and, well, really dealing with anything, is the Powderhorn Ranch, new acquisition from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and looking at the potential of projects on that, you have to be pretty excited and figuring y'all are going to have projects for not years, but decades to come, right?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of our work here that goes in that goes on public lands, and obviously Powderhorn will be no exception. And of course, as a lot of folks know, or I guess will know, you know, Powderhorn is, you know, one of the largest Texas Parks and Wildlife Department coastal acquisitions, and certainly one of the largest in a long time. And you know, they've had keys to the gate now, not for very long, right, for a year or so. So they're still learning the WMA themselves and kind of what their needs are from both a habitat perspective and an infrastructure perspective, like roads and buildings and barns to store equipment. So we are certainly excited to get out there with them, you know, to kind of learn the property and see what their needs are and to help determine where Ducks Unlimited can help them out with different types of projects.
Looking at that property defines biodiversity. I mean, there's uplands. There are freshwater marsh areas, there's coastal brackish or salt marsh areas, and when y'all start getting involved and enhancing, it's going to be interesting to really watch that project. The other thing that came out of the meeting, and I forget exactly who made the presentation, was the shift in ducks from movement. From the rice prairies of, you know, southeast Texas down to the lower Laguna Madre, up to the high plains. And one of the big things is dealing with water projects and dealing with rice. Can you touch on how important that is, not only for ducks, but certainly our goose populations?
Sure. Yeah, you know, rice is one of those crops that goes really well with ducks, right? You know, rice has, whenever farmers harvest rice, there's certainly some waste grain that's left in the field that the birds feed on. And then all those fields are really just mini wetlands. And so they either trap rainfall during the winter, some farmers will purposely flood the stubble during the winter. And so when we have expansive rice acreage, we have a lot of habitat out there on the landscape. In the last, you know, the major drought in 2011, folks are probably familiar with that, and that really set back the rice industry on the Texas coast. And so we lost a lot of rice acreage, and as a result, we lost a lot of habitat, you know, just inadvertently. And so those birds are migratory, and they're going to move around the state. And if it's, you know, wet in the panhandle, there's probably going to be more birds there than normal. And, you know, when it gets wet on the coast or wet in the central part of the state, those birds are going to bounce around in response to that habitat availability. Obviously, on the coast, the long-term trend in rice acreage is down. That's probably had a key factor in, you know, the shift of distribution of snow geese. Essentially, not entirely out of Texas. I think Texas still winters a quarter of a million or so snow geese, but a lot of those snow geese are wintering up in Arkansas and Missouri, where there's been a tremendous increase in rice acreage, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Todd, this is Harold. I want you to know I'm listening in. By the way, a lot of good information. One thing, I want to thank Ducks Unlimited for coming up with ducks.org, because when we get on our calendar, especially we've got like, you know, 9 or 10 fundraising banquets going on over the weekend, it's now a lot easier for me to say go to ducks.org so you can find
right,
these things.
Exactly.
But let me ask you, what programs are there for individuals? I mean, let's say I've got some property. I'm in a flyway. I may not want to hunt them, but I'm looking at improving maybe what water supply I have, or enlarging lakes or tanks, or what,
sure.
You know, what kind of programs are there dealing with you guys and with individual landowners?
It varies around the state. It's obviously private landowners, and Texas is mostly privately owned, you know, 95%+ or so privately owned. So obviously a group like Ducks Unlimited, if we're going to make a difference for waterfowl and wetlands in the Texas, you know, we have to work with private landowners. And we have our, on the Texas coast, in the coastal tier counties, we have a program that's called the Texas Prairie Wetlands Project. It goes from Orange County all the way down to Brownsville, down to Cameron County. And, you know, bulges up through the Rice Prairies of Wharton, Colorado, and then, you know, in Matagorda County, Jackson County, basically the coastal counties and the counties that have rice production. And the landowners can receive a cost share for doing wetland enhancements on their property. And I think the current cost share is maxed out at $300 an acre for certain types of improvements, which are typically levees and water control structures. But we funded some relift pumps and other things like that over the years as well. That program has been around since the late 1980s, early 1990s. It's well accepted by landowners, and we probably complete about 3,000 or so acres of projects through that program a year. And a typical project is probably 50 or so acres. So again, about 50 to 60 projects a year. In the panhandle right now, we are working with the Texas Parks and Wildlife to do some Playa Lake restoration, basically filling in some of the pits that were tailwater pits that were dug into those playa basins years ago to capture rainfall for cattle watering and also some surface irrigation. Landowners don't typically use those features for that anymore, so we can work with landowners up there to essentially fill those pits in. That restores the natural hydrology of those playa basins, and they work naturally and produce a lot of moist soil food.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to remind folks that we're visiting with Todd Maradino, Ducks Unlimited Manager of Conservation Programs. And besides ducks.org being a great website to talk about and find upcoming DU events,
right.
Read about the conservation. I wanted to shift from the coastal prairies to follow up what Harold asked. There is a shift in land usage. And I know in central Texas, Harold's ranch is around Mason, on up into north Texas and other regions. There's been a real shift at the private stock ponds and lakes, water amenities that are developed, are becoming big roost areas and habitat for migrating waterfowl, and that's something that y'all can work with private landowners as well, right?
Well, you know, we don't currently have any active, say, cost share programs in those parts, like in that central part of the state, if you will. But we do work in cooperation, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service. They have some cost share programs in different parts of the state as well that sometimes do similar types of wetland restoration work. And so landowners can certainly, in those geographies, can certainly reach out to those entities. Or they can, you know, approach us and call us, and we can help track them down the information and get them pointed in the right direction.
Well, and then maybe they can go visit with our friends at Capital Farm Credit when they get ready to get that loan to do some, you know, rangeland enhancements. Before we let you go, and we've got about a minute before we run out of time, biggest thing, biggest message for folks to get involved or that you'd like to leave our listeners with about Ducks Unlimited?
The biggest thing would just be, you know, to get involved, right? Whether you're a hunter or a fisherman or just a bird watcher, you know, someone that's interested in conservation. Ducks Unlimited does a lot of different work around the state. You know, we work with the Parks and Wildlife Department, Fish and Wildlife Service, other conservation groups like, you know, folks, groups like Texas Nature, the Texas Nature Conservancy, and working with a lot of private landowners to put habitat on the landscape. You know, just be involved and engaged. There's a lot of different aspects to projects that make those things beneficial to, you know, certainly to wildlife, and especially waterfowl hunters, but also folks just interested in general types of outdoor recreation as well.
Absolutely. Folks, in my lifetime alone, the landscapes are changing, and that's impacting wildlife and certainly impacting our waterfowl, ducks as well as geese. Get involved. Because for us to continue to be able to enjoy this resource, we need to have resources that are available for them.
Indeed.
Our guest today, Todd Berardino, Ducks Unlimited, Manager of Conservation Programs. Todd, appreciate you being a guest today.
Yes, sir. Certainly enjoyed it. Just reach out anytime.
All right.
Thank you, Todd. Friends, stay tuned because there is more Texas Outdoor News.
This holiday season, Jeep Brand's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price as employees on all qualifying vehicles. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event today. Whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring the city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus today and end the year with great deals. Offer available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee or any new 2019 Jeep Ram vehicle, excluding Wrangler and Grand Cherokee SRT and Trackhawk. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details. Jeep as a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we got some hunting coming up.
Yeah, we do. Mule deer general season. We'll have for more information on that one. It's going to go through December 15th. Go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Outdoor Annual, okay? Or visit the website. Also, the 15th, Mule Deer General Season, Brewster, Pecos, Terrell Counties. Information on that, again, Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual. But whatever it is, when you go hunting, go in your brand-new Ford truck, okay?
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
I want to thank our guest today, Todd Merendino, Ducks Unlimited Manager Conservation Programs. Folks, that was a two-day session of just phenomenal information. Blew me away with all that's going on and the challenges that are confronting our waterfowl populations.
So, yeah, good information, too. Great group.
Yeah.
Support them, friends. Okay.
And what's the website, Harold?
Which one? There's, oh, ducks.org. Yeah, ducks.org. Okay. And remember our website, okay, texasoutdoornews.com. List of our wonderful affiliate stations are there, and we archive all of our shows. A lot of good information. Also, you can catch us on, Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and like us on all those, okay? And check out all the information that is there for you. Please, of course, remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Remember to also, if you catch them doing wrong, turn them in. Where do you turn them in at?
Operation Game Thief.
That's right, Operation Game
1-800-792-GAME.
Right. And in the meantime, stay warm and be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.